Imagine knowing exactly what your students are learning and exactly which steps you need to take next.
Join us in Download the Reading Quiz to craft meaningful and productive formative assessments that move away from gotcha moments of basic recall and toward assessing what your students actually can do.
In this 30-minute free masterclass, we'll share three powerful assessment keys that work for any novel at any time of the year.
Head to shop.bravenewteaching.com/masterclass to sign up, and we'll also send you a free workbook to keep track of all your notes.
Once again, that's shop.bravenewteaching.com/masterclass to nail formative assessments forever.
Well, hello, happy new year, and welcome back to Brave New Teaching. Happy new year, my friend Amanda.
Happy new year, Marie. It's 2024.
I know, it's kind of insane.
We were recording the first episodes of this podcast in the winter of 2019, 2020. Right? So to hear 2024 is just like in podcast terms is just, wow.
It's kooky. I know. And like so much has happened and it felt like a long time. And then it also feels like a blink.
Well, here we are. Another year, another calendar year. I know it always is like exciting to have the new year, but when you're a teacher, you're like, well,
it hits different. Yeah. No, it does. It hits different when your school year goes around June and August, you know, like,
but it's so funny when I look back at like my blog and even like the resources I have so many things for this new year reset. I'm like, I think that's telling me something. Like, I think I need to hit the reset button now anyway.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much. Yeah, goodness. I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, yes. I feel you. Well, I am excited to do a little reset together today and to share what we have for our audience. Should we tell them now when we created this or should we tell them after the break?
Way after. Okay. This is all happening in real time.
Oh, well, yeah. This is totally brand new. We just came up with this.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
But if you would like to get the full effect of this episode and be with us through it, this is like a do with me type of episode.
Yes.
You need to have the things in front of you. So pause and head to show notes, right? That's where everything is going to be because Marie and I are debuting our, what do we want to call it? A challenge. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. Yes. In fact, yes. Head to the show notes or if you, you know, are driving or something later, go to bravenewteaching.com/challenge. You can download the entire little journal that we have created. It's a challenge. It's setting intentions. We've basically created graphic organizers because hello, what are we if not graphic organizer creating teachers here to help you feel successful, feel like you set some intentions, look at some different readings, just goals, all of the things that like all the gimmicky stuff that comes out in the new year, right? That comes at us, but like with none of the pressure or the shame behind a lot of the like fitness stuff, or even sometimes like book Instagram and book talk can get a little
competitive,
showboaty. And that is super not what we're about. I mean, we're competitive, but not in this way here at Brave New Teaching. So yeah, like Amanda said, give it a pause and head over to the show notes, head to bravenewteaching.com/challenge and download this. You can print it out like us, or you can do the online. We're doing there's a phone screen size version as well that you can use. But basically we've got 6 challenges for the year, one for every 2 months because we're going to be realistic about
like
things.
You said, no pressure.
No pressure. We're going to be realistic here. You're listening to a couple of working moms. So like we get it. And we're going to start with the first one today together, filling it out and just kind of seeing what the next couple of months we want for ourselves and for our journey here on this earth.
And if you really aren't convinced yet, you probably needed an excuse to get some new markers or pens.
Totally.
So this would require that. This is journaling. This is a journaling exercise. So you need a fresh set. So download the free planner intention journal challenge that we're doing. and then spend your money on a little treat right. to yourself. That
go make some returns, make some holiday returns, and then use the store credit to get some cute pens.
Frugal tips with Marie.
Precisely. All right. You know what we need to do, because we need to get into this and really explain it, because I did a weird half-ass explanation, everybody, is cue the music.
You're listening to Brave New Teaching, and we are so much more than a podcast.
We give teachers the inspiration, support, and tools to challenge the status quo.
I'm Amanda, and I'm a former English teacher from Illinois.
And I'm Marie, and I'm a teacher from Southern California.
Join us at bravenewteaching.com to find out more about our courses, festivals, and get every episode's show notes.
We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show. Talk about like this idea, the entire, I like started talking about it right in our little intro, but how would you describe the Brave New Teaching Challenge?
Well, I would describe it the way that you and I kind of started brainstorming it in the first place. I think when you and I first started, we'll leave dates aside for the moment, but when we first started talking about this idea, I think it was me coming from a place of, I really do want to have things in my life that ground me. And yeah. that I have gentle accountability with. And goals for me are just way too, I don't know. I use goals, but mostly for my business, not for my personal life. And I thought intentions were going to be a way for me to focus on something without it being all consuming or, like you said, all the pressure. So we were like, okay, let's figure out how we could create a really working parent friendly journal that would create like community, because we'd all be in it together.
Right.
It also wouldn't feel like something you have to keep up with. And so that's kind of where this started.
Well, and something that's exciting to keep up with, right? Yeah, that's like that you feel fun. It's just like with our students, where we want them to have challenge, but also like have it be accessible so that they have the potential for that success and they can feel success, and that success will fuel the next bit of like wherever we want them to go. That's how we wanted that to be for all of you and for ourselves. So we've created these, like I said in the intro, these six different challenges, and it's for every 2 months so that it's actually accessible for a person like that's actually living in the real world and that's not gonna, you know, change and uproot their entire dietary habits because it's January.
Right.
Because like that's not a thing. And it's not healthy mentally, at least for me. That's not a great place to go. So we have our little challenges, and the one for January and February might be one of my favorites. I kind of want to read through all six of our like topical challenges and then what the different categories are within each challenge. Does that?
Yes, let me set up the So before we do that, so this is why, if you're on the fence or like, oh my gosh, I don't need another thing. Here's the other part of the heart of what this is. Marie and I know from firsthand experience that we are better teachers when we are, number one, in community with other teachers that get it.
Totally.
Number two, when we push ourselves a little bit outside our comfort zones. And so these intentions are like these, what we have selected as the challenges are meant to do that in a gentle, but kind of like, you know, timely way. We want to push you to really think about things that are going to help you grow in your own being, but also in your teacher being. So that's really what this is going to be for you. And we are going to keep you updated throughout the year with our own challenge and how we're doing. And then the third reason that this is a great option for you is that Marie and I are going to be going through this with you in real time. We are not self-care, wellness, teacher, experts, zero, nope. We are a hot mess, and we are figuring it out right alongside of you, which, as we know, makes us nervous in the classroom, but to always know that like that's also the best way for kids to feel like they can connect with you. So we're putting ourselves in that vulnerable position so that you can connect with us and we can work on ourselves and our craft together.
Let's do it. So each 2 month challenge has the following categories, I guess, or sections. It begins with an intention. Then we have like a little mini manifesto where you like make a little pledge. Then there's also some adventurous or whatever types of books. Okay, spoiler alert. The first one is adventure because I just read it out loud. Then we've got like a little book stack, a little mini book stack. And then with the caveat that says, which I may or may not read, like on it, which because okay. like, hello. Yeah. Then we've got a little like progress bar kind of a situation where it's like a bullet journal and you can fill in your progress. Where basically whenever you feel like you have fulfilled your own intention, fill in your progress. Color in a bubble. Make it feel like you are succeeding because you are. And then we've got space for takeaways and plans. So, and then a couple of like quotes on each one that are somehow tied in. So the first challenge, like I already said, is adventure. January and February is adventure. We felt like there is a reason that we've got cliche New Year, New You types of things happening always at New Year's. So if there's something to it, then that felt adventurous to us, right? New things, maybe diving into new parts of old things, adventure. Then we move into March and April, where we're looking at growth because, again, we're teachers. If we are not tied to a theme, then are we even living, you know?
So is it worth it?
Is it worth it? So, you know, getting into spring, we look at growth. Getting into early summer, May and June, we're getting into create. Our theme there is create. July and August, we want to shine like the sun above us.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome. September, October, which we're going to call fall, even though it's like 90 degrees here in San Diego still, is nourish. We've got a lot of different ideas of what that can possibly mean. And then November, December is give. I'm so excited to do all six of these throughout this year. Like, it's going to be really fun. Today, we're going to start with adventure and we're going to like live fill them out.
Okay.
Have a little jam sesh.
I've got my pens.
Okay. Let's start with the top half, shall we? So like, let's set our intentions. Our options are for adventure, explore, roam, travel, forge, discover. What's yours?
So my first, when I looked at this morning, I thought, I don't know. And now that we're doing it live, I'm looking at it again. And I think for me, adventure is translating into Rome.
Okay. Fun fact, me too.
What, really?
Well, because I wanted to say explore, but then that felt kind of aggressive. So like, I don't have that bandwidth or energy at this moment.
No, Rome is where it's at.
But yeah. I could just like fart around in Rome, you know?
Okay. And so mine is definitely like at where I'm at in my life right now, I'm translating this very much to getting out of my house. Like this is something that is not too hard. You know, now that I work from home, it's like, I guess, like this is what I've always wanted to do. But now like I really do need to be intentional about getting out. And so I would like to be, and you guys know me, you followed along for the journey. I don't really like being home. I love being other places. I love to explore. I love to travel. I love to discover. Any excuse you give me to get out, I'm out. So I am trying in this year not to be more satisfied with where I live, but like to actually give it a chance. So roaming to me is going to be like going to some new forest preserves or like going to some new places to read, sit, walk, whatever it might be. But that's kind of what's rolling around my head right now. What about you?
So same kind of thing. Well, I just started to fill in my little adventure manifesto, which I'll read it out loud for everybody. I blank, you put in your name. It's a little fill in the blank. Challenge myself to blank through or by blank. Over the next 2 months, I will give myself space and time to do what feels right. And I will neither criticize nor judge myself in this process. Okay. That's our manifesto every month. And it changes depending on the theme. But I very much like yours. I'm not necessarily, I mean, I love travel. Absolutely. You and I are a little bit different in that I have not traveled nearly as much as you have simply because I can become a homebody very, very easily. Like when I get the travel bug, I'm super excited for an adventure, but like, I just want to sit at home a lot of times. So the problem is that I will just sit at home and I will literally like inhabit one room. And so I need to get moving around and enjoying my own space. I have a beautiful big yard that I want to be using. Like the reason that I wanted this house in the first place was because of the yard and for my kids. And so like I've done a lot of fun projects and getting myself cracking that shell and like just roaming around my own surroundings. And then I live in a beautiful city. Roam around the city. Like I don't have to go and like see all the destinations, but I could just, like you were saying, just have a quiet afternoon somewhere and just kind of take in nature. That's kind of what I'm looking for. So I wrote my little manifesto. It was, I, Marie, challenge myself to roam around San Diego, or I could say like my hometown, by slowing down and taking in my surroundings over the next 2 months.
Done.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to write, the same thing.
Okay.
I'm going to be that kid.
That's fine. That's fine. That's why I volunteered. I actually want to be mimicked.
That's really, that makes a lot more sense the way that you said it. Cause I want to do the same thing in my space.
That validates me. Thank you. I am, it's an oldest child. I need all of that.
So then how this would work. So I know some of you, I know, have printed this out and you're following along with us. If you're just listening and getting the feel for it, right below the manifesto is the progress tracker, right? So over the course of the next 2 months, there are these adorable little evergreen trees, and I would doodle in one of these trees whenever I go to this new place or do this thing that I am intending on doing to roam on purpose.
Right. So, and what I anticipate that doing is helping me acknowledge and enjoy what I have just done, or what, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not just looking at the intention, but it's also like that tiny little color in a bubble celebration that helps me go, oh, this is what I've been wanting to do. This is the life I've wanted. Here we are. Yeah.
And it's not a competition. There's not
exactly.
P.S. There are not enough trees for 2 months worth of going every day. Like it's, there's just trees because they fit in the box. Like,
yes. And they weren't too small.
There's no goal setting here. There's no goal setting. It's just, this is when I did it. And this was awesome because I did it.
Yeah. That's just kind of fun. So there we go.
Okay. Adventurous books. Can we plan these, or are these like what I ended up reading?
So I feel like I'm going to take from our episode a couple weeks ago with like what I intend to read, like our TBR for 2024. And I'm going to grab at least one that fits in here. And for me, it's adventurous because it is completely outside of the realm of my usual.
Yeah.
It's not fantasy or magic related.
I'm going to share one that I don't know that it's adventurous. I'm kind of being forced into it, but in January, I celebrate my 1 year anniversary of being in a book club, which if any of you remember from, I talked about this a lot. That was one of my big goals, I guess goals. It wasn't really a measurable one, but it was to join a book club and make friends. I have done this. I have done this in 2023. Go into 2024 excited with actual real friends that have come to my home, which is crazy because I don't let people in to my house, but they have forced my hand and requested that we read a book that's not sad. And I'm
whatever will you do? Oh no.
I really like the darker and more depressing, the better, but we're going to be reading Furiously Happy, which, you know, will be an adventure. No, but all jokes aside, it's from, what's her name? Jenny Lawson. She is, I mean, this on Goodreads has 161,000 ratings.
All right.
You maybe have seen it, Marie. It's the, on the cover, it's yellow with this like really happy raccoon.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So, okay. Like, fine. I'm sure it's going to be funny, but still, I don't want to read it. Like, I don't.
Well, no, it's. Well, it says furiously happy. So like, I feel like you're going to have something there.
Yeah. Her experience with severe depression and a host of other conditions. Okay. So that might be good. It's a funny book about horrible things. Okay. So this might actually be the perfect book for me. We'll see.
I feel like I am a living funny book about horrible things.
You are, but I like
because of my dark sense of humor. Right. Like that's, so this might actually work out really well for you.
Like being friends with you is like reading Vonnegut.
Right.
How's
but
that?
Like, but like with bangs. Yeah, exactly. But with
being
bangs.
Friends with you is like reading Vonnegut with bangs.
Yeah.
Would you wear that shirt if I made it for you?
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
But
picture like just like your glasses with your bangs. Yeah. Like the only little graphic on this shirt.
Done.
Okay. All right.
I'm making I wrote down the book Romantic Comedy by Curtis Sittenfeld. It's from Book of the Month. I got it months ago and a friend of mine read it and she absolutely loved it. And I've started it a couple times, but then October started and I wanted to read all of my cozy witchy books. And so I put it down and I like it. It's just not magic or dragons. So I like haven't, but that's one of my like kind of roaming around the shelves and shelves of books that I already have instead of going to get new ones that I like come highly recommended. So that's the beginning of my little mini book stack. So the last couple of things on our objectively adorable journal sheet, we did a cute job here, are takeaways and plans. I feel like takeaways, we really can't do that one quite until we fill out the March, April, right? So we'll come back to takeaways. But our plans can be something I think that we go along the way with, right?
Yes.
So what do you got?
Well, my birthday is in February.
Yeah, it is.
So I would like for, honestly, I would really like for this intention to line up with birthday plans. I would really like to go somewhere new and appreciate it rather than wishing I was like in Edinburgh or something, you know, and like just sitting and be like, I could be in Mexico, which is usually what happens. Cause like always around the end of February, my husband gets sick or like food poisoning and like, we can't do something. And I'm like, honey, I'm starting to believe that this is on purpose. I'm not kidding. Like 3 years in a row, he's been like deathly ill on my birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm
sick of floating this birthday to Mother's Day, which gets floated to, you know, so we're going to do something and he's going to roam with me puking or not.
Okay. All right.
So that's one. That's one.
Okay.
A birthday roam.
I want to roam around to some independent bookstores.
Ooh, adding that.
I just haven't been to them in a long time. Like I used to go all the time when I was a whole person ago, like younger.
Yes.
Vibrant and full of life. And so I want to go check out some independent bookstores. I also want to have some just kind of like, both of my kids are really into visual art. Like they really like drawing. My daughter will just sit and sometimes to like unwind, she'll just bring a notepad and pen to her bed and she'll just free draw.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to just go in the backyard and sit with watercolors and just paint, you know, like it just, I have no visual art, like no fine art skills. Let's make sure everybody knows that. But it would just be fun to just like, just paint, listen to some music, hang out. Yeah.
That's well, and I keep, every time I hear you talking, my brain keeps going like with intention, because
right.
I feel like all of this stuff is like, it exists in my, right, my dream version of my life. But like, if I'm not intentional about it, it does not happen.
The other thing I want to do is find more French bakeries in San Diego. That's a little bit exploration. That's more exploring. What's the word I'm trying to say?
I think it's okay because it's your journal. So
French bakeries. No, I was just mostly aghast at my lack of understanding the English language just now. That was a little rough.
I think I'd like to roam through our county and actually find some good hiking spots because, listen, the word hiking is kind of a joke in the Midwest. Okay.
It is. It's very flat.
It's a little bit of a joke because hiking is literally going like on the prairie path. Our forest preserves have little forest, mostly prairie. And like,
it's a wander.
They're beautiful, but you know, but I know that there are places that I can go where I can feel a little bit more lost and a lot less like suburbs. I need to probably be intentional about it and find them. When we were in Yellowstone in October, I texted my friend group because now I have a friend group. I don't want people to think that I don't have friends. I had lots of friends when I was teaching, lots of them. And I have lots of friends that I keep in touch with that are scattered all over the country, online. This is the first time having local friends with children at my kid's school and like things like that. So that's
right. Oh yeah. No, I think
like moms that I can say, hey, you want to go for a hike? Like these people. And so I texted right. them and I said, man, I think I go hiking all the time if I lived in Wyoming. And they're like, but you live here. Like we can go hiking here. And I was like, yeah, okay. Where? And then they forced me to go on these walks. I really call them walks. They're not hikes, but I need to change my attitude, Marie. Okay. My attitude is garbage.
Well, that's, you know, admitting it is the first step.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Okay. There you go. Pretend I'm excited.
Pretend like Illinois is Wyoming is what I'm writing down.
Well, see, and I'm excited about this because like even in our plans, it doesn't feel like work. Like it feels like the kind of work that I want to do. I'm not a person who shies away from work. However, I'm going to keep coming back to like fitness challenges because I am a sucker for that kind of stuff. I like the feeling of working out. I like the adrenaline rush and the endorphins and all of that stuff. But I'm also prime example of the person that lasts about a week, maybe a week and a half if I'm really doing well. And then I get tired and I no longer want to do it. And then I dread it. And, da, 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 and then I guilt myself. Like it's that whole cycle. And this just sounds like everything that's truly me, because I think I want to be the girl that does the daily workouts and does that has all the energy and does all of that. But I am just not her. I'm not her. I'm the girl who goes searching for the perfect croissant in San Diego, California. Like that's me. Lean in. Yeah.
There is this girl on TikTok, and I know this is at this point when you're hearing this is going to be way old, but right. Cause what I saw on TikTok yesterday was popular, like probably in August, but there's this girl who was coined the term cozy cardio. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have. I think you told me about her though.
Maybe I did. I love the mindset around it is so awesome. And she just gets up early or gets up whenever and like puts no pressure on the workout. She just lights candles, you know, mood yes. lighting, puts on a moody show and walks on her walking pad with a blanket around her shoulders, drinking coffee. And I'm like, that, okay, but I think that is me. Like,
yeah,
I understand that exercise is good for me, but I'd like to be cozy, comfy while I do it. And she's like,
I just want to feel good. Yeah. Like fully.
And health experts have been like ragingly pissed and mean about it. And I'm like, you guys just suck and don't get it.
Yeah. And they stress me out. So whatever.
And what's the point if you're going to stop doing it? Like just be cozy.
Yeah. Like if you're just going to make yourself sore for 3 days and then be like, well, that's not going to happen. Mm-mm. You know, the other thing that I want to do, but maybe this will be in growth is take up dance again, but like,
okay.
Being on the other end of my 30s, so I'm 40 now, and teaching high school and having like, you know, there's like a really nationally ranked competitive dance team in my school. Like there is nowhere for me to go and take a dance class, okay?
Right now.
Except for my garage. So I think that might just need to be what it becomes. My little workout area in the garage might need to become my little dance studio where no one can watch me and make fun of me.
So have I not told you about MK Fit?
No.
Oh my gosh. This girl, Emily, she is adorable. And I, whenever I actually do an at-home workout, it's one of hers. She's on the YouTubes and she does all of her, they're all dance cardio videos and they're, she groups them by like the genre. So she does like, she's got a, like several Disney ones. She's got,
oh, I've seen her. Yes.
Got, we yesterday just did her Greatest Showman workout.
Oh, that's so fun.
And the kids. And we were just like, and she's like, her attitude is awesome. It's like, go big and, you know, like be ridiculous. Like, don't follow me, like follow me, but like, don't follow me. Like just whatever, like have fun. She's the best. MK Fit is her handle
Perfection.
Channel. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. I think that one I might let that because I'm not feeling particularly motivated. That might be in growth,
but I can totally see you doing like show tunes, dancing over
100%.
Anything.
Yes. I'm a theater dork. Yes.
Yes.
Like I will wear character shoes to my garage. Like I will put them on. I will go out there and I will do it.
I mean, I could totally see you doing like a lyrical set as well.
Next to my saw table. Yes.
I would much rather see you do, right? Like the Shrek set.
100%. Shrek
the Musical, yeah.
Done. We are producing Shrek the Musical at my school this spring. So there we go. All right, friends. We cannot wait. Will you all start to send us pictures and screenshots of your journal, no matter how far you have filled it out, right? Like, join us. This will be fun. I'm excited to just kind of, and like, there's no pressure to keep up. Got two whole months. There's no pressure. Just send it and be like, yay, it worked. Or like, this one wasn't for me. Cool.
Well, and we'll send you little, we'll put little reminders in the show too to keep it going.
And we'll be on Instagram. And places doing things.
Time in the places.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Friends, head to, again, the show notes or bravenewteaching.com/challenge to get this. And the whole year is already there. So if you're like, I'm not really feeling adventure, then don't do adventure right now. Do one of the other ones. Who cares? Yeah, like, whatever. Just scribble it out. Write something new. We don't care. We just want you to have fun and feel like yourself. Because that's a really important part of teaching and all of the things. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week at school. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Brave New Teaching.
We'd love to keep the conversation going over on Instagram.
And while you're there, check out the links in our bio for the most up-to-date events going on in the Brave New Teaching community.
Thanks for being here and have a great week at school.